Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for August the 13th. In the year of our Lord, 2018, this is our one of two, and our goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Hope you're all absolutely doing fantastic. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're also convinced that checks and balances are brilliant, put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. We reject revolution. Stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. A quick recap of Friday and Saturday's show. Because I didn't have time Saturday to get to Friday's recap. Man, there's just so much going on in the news. It is shocking. I'm telling you right now, Sam and Kirk collect a couple of hundred stories a day, it seems. And we only get the 10, 15, 20, 30 of them, depending on. It's just amazing. With the guests and the roundtable details we have, just startling, shocking amount of news. We try to boil it down and focus on what's most important. The problem is there's a lot of important items. So Friday we had our guest on, Terry Colafrancesco. He's the founder and director of Caritas of Birmingham, a friend of Medjugorje. What is that? A Catholic community. A covenant community. Their website, MEJ.com. They have incredible books. They fired the first shot, written in 2012. We talked about we need to proclaim liberty throughout all the land and to all the inhabitants thereof. That's the inscription on the Liberty Bell. Biblical is all get out, folks. We talked about Donald Trump said bad environmental laws make California and other wildfires across the nation worse. Decades of mismanagement have turned U.S. forests into slow-motion time bombs, ladies and gentlemen. You take away logging, grazing, and proper maintenance, you get firebombs across the country, folks. We talked about come and take it, meme warriors, fight California plastic straws ban. Just imagine America's divided over straws, folks. Parents are now hiring what they're called Fortnite tutors for their kids. Just imagine hiring a tutor for your kids to learn how to play video games better, especially violent shooter video games, last man standing video games. Fortnite for Android officially arrives. It's been on iPhone since last year, so you've got the Fortnite app on your iPhone and your Android, portable shooter games. We talked about the sad tale that patriotism is dropping in America. Less folks are patriotic because they don't know what patriotism even means. It's so manipulated and, propagandized against in the United States. I mean, if I say that I'm a patriot, that's a bad word. If I say that I'm a constitutionalist, oh, man, that's crazy. If I'm a, they say I'm a conspiracy theorist or I'm a, every way they tie it to the founding fathers and make it sound like I'm just an ignorant country bumpkin without a clue that I'm embracing ideas that are misogynistic or racist or wow. So patriotism is dropping in America, but there are more Americans that are understanding too. So even though as a whole, they might say patriotism is dropping, we are finding the, what do you want to say? We're dividing the wheat from the tares. We're starting to find those who are truly believing in liberty. The good people are coming to the table for solutions. The media, amidst this New Mexico compound, leaders Muslim ties. So these guys that are going training folks in New Mexico to, be, gunners, suicide gunners, whatever you want to call them. Turns out they got Muslim ties that's being buried by the mainstream press. Why? We talked about the hosting provider, Microsoft, gives Gab a short amount of time to shut down. Time will tell what's going to happen to Gab. But the big, what do you want to call them? Big tech is the best description I can think of, is literally pulling out all the stops to shut down free speech at every turn. The Pentagon begins work on military space force. Donald Trump calls for the establishment of the 6th Armed Service. To join the Air Force, Army, Marine Corps, Coast Guard, Navy. Wow. We also talked about good news at the end of that hour. A 67-year-old Chinese woman. She's pregnant with twins. The doctor says she needs to abort. She's refusing. That's great news. That was hour one on Friday. Hour two, we had our guest on, Mr. Richard Mack, CSPOA.org and thefreedomcoalition.com. And we talked about Chuck Baldwin's incredible article that's posted at libertyroundtable.com right now. America's burgeoning civil war. Make no mistake about it, says Chuck Baldwin. America is already engaged in its second civil war. I wish it weren't true, but predict that it is true. We denounce hate. That's the Washington, D.C.'s Unite the Right rally. USA Today, the mayor is the one saying it. Mayor, I don't know how you say this guy's name, Muriel Bowser. We have people coming to our city for the sole purpose of spewing hate. We denounce hate. We denounce anti-Semitism. And we denounce the rhetoric we expect to hear this Sunday. It turns out in Washington, hundreds, if not thousands, of Antifa and Black Lives Matter folks came out. They did cause problems. They did get violent, but there was only about 25 Unite the Right rally folks there. And they weren't violent. So there you have it. Uber and Lyft drivers were debating if they were even going to, you know, provide rides. Turns out that bars and restaurants are refusing to serve the Unite the Right folks, but they'll be glad to serve the violent Antifa folks, huh? And they say D.C. prepared for the showdown. There was no showdown. There was no Unite the Right rally folks there. Now they're literally saying it wasn't a Unite the Right rally. It was a KKK rally. It was literally a clown rally. I mean a Klan rally. Rick Levine and Stephen Stewart, their Bundy trial defendants, they want prosecutors to pay dearly for misconduct of the courts, writes DailyCaller.com. Where's the mainstream press on this one? Charged and acquitted. I say acquitted for their roles in the 2014 Bundy Ranch defense. They're now suing the federal government for damages, according to their attorney, Larry Klayman. The abuse is off the charts, and I pray they're successful in their lawsuit. And as we talked about with Richard Mack on Friday, we really encourage more of them to sue. Ammon Bundy and Clive and Bundy and others should sue as well, especially when they knew Ammon Bundy was not violent and not a threat, and they kept him in jail and no bail. And now he's not guilty of any charges, folks. Wow. All right, that was on Friday. Saturday, I was all by myself for the show. But I talked about the incredible book called White Cargo. It's the forgotten story of the thousands of Britons who lived and died in slavery in Britain's American colonies. Drawing on letters, crying for help, diaries, and court and government archives, Don Jordan and Michael Walsh, the author of this book, demonstrate that the brutalities usually associated with African Americans were perpetrated on whites throughout British rule as well. You didn't know that in America, did you? Well, you got to read the book White Cargo if you want to learn about it. This is a saga of exploration and cruelty spanning over 170 years. It has been submerged under the overwhelming memory of how wrong blacks were treated. And boy, the blacks were treated wrong, but so were the whites. Don't forget the truth. We also talked about 1 million Europeans enslaved. It was a Wednesday, March 10th, 2004, Washington Times and Reuters News Agency article. 1 million Europeans enslaved. They talk about how Europeans were enslaved in Africa. Right? So when you talk about the Washington Times and Reuters documenting this, you talk about the book that I just told you documenting this, then I don't know if you know, but the White Slaves book, White Cargo, well, this Michael Walsh was interviewed on NPR, and we played that whole interview. National Public Radio's documented it. The Washington Times has documented my point. Reuters, how come then, if they know all about it at the mainstream press, do they continue to paint the narrative that you and I owe them reparations? I think they ought to owe me reparations if we're going to go down that road, because my fourth great grandmother was an indentured servant or a forced slave at 14 years old. We also talked about there's an author. His name is Mr. Davis. He wrote a book called Christian Slaves, Muslim Masters. And he talked about white slavery in the Mediterranean, the Barbary Coast, and Italy. Yeah. From what? 1500 to 1800. 300 years. One of the things he says that both the public and many scholars have tended to take is that slavery was always racial in nature, that it was to the blacks or the African Americans. That's not true. By the way, this guy is a Ohio State University professor. So I mean, I can document this 66 ways from Sunday. If you take a short view of slavery in America, no doubt the blacks were abused and it was wrong. But if you take a longer view and you go to multiple continents and you study racism, quote, globally or worldwide, you find out that all kinds of people have been slaves. And the whites have been slaves. And I submit to you, slavery is wrong every time. All right. We'll come back. I'll finish the second hour Saturday, and then we'll get right to our guests. Sorry it's taken so long. A lot to cover in the news today. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam Curtin, our guest coming up. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, we're finishing the recap of Saturday's show, ladies and gentlemen. And we talked about this interesting show. Do you remember the courtroom series, Divorce Court? It was on for 7 seasons. Well, the adjudicator of that was Madeline Ephraim. Well, justice with Judge Madeline is fake news big time. The producers of the show should apologize to the black community. They created what's called the Alma and Sandra Johnson episode. They hired actresses pretending to be mother and daughter at odds over skin color. But Sandra Johnson, folks, is an actress from New York. Yeah. This is all fake news, folks. Her name is Geneva Pettway. And they basically enraged the black community for ratings. And what happened is they, you know, the mother's totally black. Daughter's half black, half white. Daughter looks white or looks more white than mom. And the daughter says that mom's evil because mom's black and mom's uneducated and mom's horrible because she's, you know. And the daughter wants to get away from her so she can claim her, quote, white heritage. I mean, it's just propaganda to the highest order. This is the kind of stuff they engage in. And the reason I spent time on this is because they've done that to every critical issue where they want to divide and conquer Americans. Slavery is one of them. Hey, I feel horrible about the black slavery that took place in America, but I also feel horrible about the white slavery that's taken place. Not only in America, but around the world. Slavery is wrong every time, always has been, always will be. Got it? And we're all slaves to the IRS today. What do they call it? Tax Freedom Day? Sometime in May, you get free from your government slavery because of the unconstitutional IRS. Anybody looks into it and they get bushwhacked? All right. So anyway, slavery is wrong every time. But shame on the producers of this Justice with Judge Madeleine. It's bogus. Also, the 1959 film Imitation of Life is where they got the, quote, working idea for the propaganda. What a shame. We also talked about Scarecrow and Mrs. King. You ever watch that? 1980s series in season one, episode three. It was October 17th, 1983. It was released. Lee, he's one of the kind of investigator guys there. He gets brainwashed by a former agency physician. And it literally, he is going to, with his brainwashing, they kind of create a Manchurian candidate, if you will. He's basically going to kill his boss, and this girl has to stop him. His housewife stops him. Nevertheless, this is what I mean. Over gun control, over race, over abortion. Like, for example, we played Senator Mike Lee's incredible pro-life speech on the House floor. And he highlights the deception that has gone on with the abortion industry. The mainstream press and those who do not like freedom, they will use every fault line possible. Whenever you see an incredible divide happening in America, you can bet there's fake news behind the opposition. Anyway, that's a recap of both shows, Friday and Saturday. They're still available online at libertyroundtable.com. Without further ado, we'll go straight to Lowell Nelson. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thank you, Sam and Kurt. Good to be with you.
And by the way, you went and saw Death of a Nation, the movie. Speaking of movies, how was it?
I enjoyed it, Sam. I think there are some inaccuracies, or I think there are some mistakes in it, which we can talk about. But in all, I thought it was pretty well done, and it certainly it was informative as to the nature of the left and you know, the onslaught of fascism, socialism, and so forth that is sweeping our nation, unfortunately. And I think the premise of the movie is that we have to do something if we want to save this country. And with that, I wholeheartedly agree.
I agree with that, too. Here's my problem, though. We continue to push this narrative that we just trust the Republican Party. We're so close to getting you elected, Lowell. I know we missed it last time, but, buddy, we were so close. And you know what? The only hope is the Republicans. They're not perfect. There's bad apples in the barrel. But you know what? We got to accept the barrel because the only other option, the other barrel's worse. And third parties are worthless. Never mind the fact that the Republican Party used to be a third party back in Lincoln's day, just so you know. But nevertheless, I digress except to say that we tend to buy this lie that keeps us on the reservation, that keeps us continuing to, oh, that was so close, but no cigar. Next time, maybe next time. And we seem to, it's almost circus-esque. It's almost like theater and drama rolled into this political game that just keeps us guessing and hoping, like you can go to the gambling floor and in government-approved gambling halls, and oh my gosh, if you just gamble one more time, this is when your ship's coming in. Kurt Crosby, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. You want to finish on this point, and then we'll have a little rock and roll.
You know, yeah, Sam, the bottom line is with so many times we see this, and that's what the experts in the world of voting fraud and all that kind of stuff tell us that they're going to do is just make sure that you get really close, and then you just think, well, It was just that little tiny bit of extra effort. If we would have made, you know, we'll just make it next time, and then you just see it over and over and over again. But wouldn't it be nice if we had, well, voting integrity in America?
What do you think, Lowell? I don't mean to be negative on this, but that movie almost smacks of that same kind of idea that, you know what, the Republicans are the answer. What it amounts to is that it protects the swamp monsters, and I don't think we'll ever really solve the problem with that mentality.
Well, I agree, Sam. It's not just that we have this notion of, well, we almost elected the good guys. We actually do elect, you know, the so-called good guys from time to time. You know, I'm thinking of 1994, for example, this contract with America, when the Republicans held both houses of Congress and they had a president. And I think of, right now, Donald Trump, right? He's a Republican in the White House. We have a Republican majority in Congress, and yet still nothing substantive good happens, on the whole. And so both parties.
But don't worry, Lowell. Midterm elections 2018, if we just increase that majority a little bit, buddy, you got to stop the bad guys. You're going to, and there we go again, right? It's almost like that Madeline show I've been talking about. Fake news everywhere.
Yeah, that's the narrative. And unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that both parties are in league with each other to grow government. You've got the Republicans who, on the whole, are in favor of war, spending more and more billions and trillions of dollars on warfare and armaments. And then you've got the Democrats who, on the whole, are more in favor of welfare spending, making Americans more and more dependent on their government, spending the dollars into oblivion while spending is good. And the truth is, both sides of the aisle, politicians want to retain their seats. They want to stay in power. They want to be the one making the rules, calling the shots. And because of that, they will do almost anything to stay there, to retain their power and their authority. They do that by buying votes. And so they buy votes by feeding the military-industrial complex. On the one hand, if you're big into republicanism and into warfare and hawkish policy, foreign policy, and if you're Democrats, then you do that by spending money on food stamp programs, on taking care of the poor and the poverty-stricken among us, and so forth. And so it's an endless machine that prints money to spend on warfare and welfare. Both parties are equally culpable in their activities of this country. And we, the people, are culpable in that we continue to send these clowns back to Congress over and over without really changing the players who are causing all the trouble back in Washington, D.C., Sam.
Anyway, I don't want to digress from the movie. I want to finish talking about that a little bit. So there was a lot of good in it, but I want to put that caveat because I believe Dinesh is a little bit deceived, a little bit, defending of the Republican Party. And I get, compared to the Democrats, in a lot of ways, you could say the Republican has the better platform. The problem is I don't see them really, when push comes to shove, if you can elect a good, honest Republican that would be constitutional or keep their oath of office or obey the platform, they will even literally campaign against and undermine that true Republican and promote the Democrat. We've seen it time and time again. So when push comes to shove, their rhetoric's good, but the reality is quite bad. And so, that concerns me. The movie on the whole, though, had a lot of good points. We just can't be deceived about who our friends and enemies are. That's why I'm so big on taking, it's not about Republican or Democrat. It's about taking an issue, a given issue, and saying, all right, what's right and what's wrong with regards to this issue or this item or this principle or this understanding? And where do you stand? And if you stand on the right side of issues, the moral constitutional side of issues, you apply them through the God, family, country, life, liberty, property filters. Before you know it, you come up to the right answers, and it doesn't matter who your friends or, quote, enemies are. You stand on the right side of the issues. When we come back, let's finish up on the film. We'll talk about that, and we'll do it all with Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org in seconds.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked.
So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay, abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, we're talking about the movie Death of a Nation put out by Dinesh D'Souza. A great movie, and I don't mean to keep derailing the discussion. I'm just really concerned about this issue, we always just get deceived, and we're a day late and a dollar short over and over and over and over. But the movie had a lot of good understanding about what they're doing to us, how they're dividing and conquering, and how their socialist principles and fascist principles, etc., that are literally breaking the back of the American ideal, right?
It does. It's a mixed bag, Sam. And as much as I've tried to look at it in a totally positive light, I can't do that. I've tried to look at it in a totally negative light, can't do that. It truly is a mixed bag. It's got some nice things. For instance, one really nice vignette is where it portrays the scene from the life of Sophie Scholes, who is a young college a student who, with her brother and several others, attempted to thwart the rise of Hitler there in Germany by distributing information. They did leaflets and which were forbidden. There was against the law for them to distribute information that was critical of the Führer, and yet they did so. They were trying to expose the real Hitler, the real fascist dictator that he was. And they're trying to warn their fellow Americans. They were trying to preserve their country, the Germany, the homeland that they knew and grew up with and loved. And for all of their efforts, of course, they were executed. They were imprisoned and found guilty of distributing information and then killed. And you know, it's interesting to me, Sam. I had never heard of Sophie Scholes even as recently as maybe 10 years ago, I don't remember when I heard about her and her life, but going to this movie and seeing only, if you only saw one vignette from that movie, this would be worth it. Because they were trying to do what you and I, Sam, are trying to do today, and that is we're trying to wake up our fellow Americans to our awful situation. We're trying to inform and educate and help them understand the dangers that are jeopardizing our freedom of this country and thereby the freedom of all men and women in all countries on the planet. And, as thanks to them, of course, they were killed, they were executed. And we have a great deal of freedom relative to what they had, where we can still get on the airwaves, we can still talk about liberty, we can talk about the attempts to undermine liberty and who the players are and how they're doing it. And we can talk about it like it's the open playbook that it is. So, you know, that is just one vignette from the movie that really made it worthwhile. The movie also talks about, Hitler and has scenes from Hitler's rise to power, as it does Mussolini. And it talks about the socialist, fascist regimes that they ran in their respective countries and what a threat that is to us today, because we are repeating history. And in this, I think he is largely right. I think there's a lot of ideology out there from the left that's being portrayed by the mainstream media as coming from the right. We on the right here are called fascists, we're called Nazis, we're called, you know, every name in the book, and which just tells you that the people who are calling us names don't know really what they mean. But that's what's happening today, and it is a conquer and a divide. The powers that be want us to fight each other and to argue and to be so separated because of various small contentions and ideologies that we are not able to unite against the true enemy, which is this this globalist a plan to strip Americans of their rights and to beat them into submission. Now, there's nothing worse, Sam, than someone who believes, I mean, there's no one more firmly enslaved than he who believes he is free. And that's probably our plight today, Sam. I think there's thousands and thousands of Americans who believe they are free, and they sing the Star Spangled Banner, and they salute the flag, and they attend parades, political and patriotic parades and events, and yet they don't understand that they really are living in chains. You spoke of the bondage to the IRS earlier in the program. Not only that, but we have lost most of our rights, the right to security, to privacy, the right to life, the right to liberty and to property. Many of these rights we have lost.
All right, tell me if I'm getting this correct too. In the movie, it talks about this. It's Hans and Sophie Scholl, they're siblings, right?
Yeah.
And it's Birth of the White Rose is what we're talking about. Formerly, they were enthusiastic about the Third Reich and what their government was doing, but soon they realized the brutality and oppression of their own government. By the time World War II broke out, these two siblings turned from supporters to resistors, and they were students at the University of Munich when they formed the White Rose, a student-led resistance movement. Some say they lost, but I say they stand as heroes.
Absolute heroes, Sam. That's exactly what happened. And the lesson that we ought to learn from them is to fight for freedom regardless of the price that we must pay. And right now, the price is relatively low because you and I, we can talk on the radio, we can distribute information in books and leaflets and other forms without suffering death, which was the eventual end of Sophie and her brother. And so one thing the movie made very plain was this. They said, Dinesh says, a nation dies when its people are not free. And then he goes even further and says, we must fight for freedom regardless of the price we pay. That is absolutely true.
And we must do so even if we have enemies within our own Republican Party ranks. Now, I'm not a Republican, but I'm making this point that I'm not suggesting to give up. I'm just suggesting to be aware and cognizant of there are enemies from within. That's my whole point. I'm not suggesting we give up or stop in any way possible. I've been radio for 25 years and spent millions of dollars on radio. I'm not interested in giving up. I am interested in calling a spade, though, and I am interested in making sure that we understand the whole truth and nothing but the truth, because that's the way we can really change hearts and minds. Helmut Hubner was another German man and his buddies. I think one guy whose name was Rudy. I can't remember the whole story. But anyway, they were influential in doing a similar thing. So there was more than one group that did it. They were not successful, but they still go down as heroes, and they still did what they could for liberty in their day, as we must do in our day, Lowell.
Right. In fact, I became acquainted with the Hubner story as a student at BYU when Thomas Rogers, one of the professors of drama there in the School of Fine Arts, produced a play about Hubner. A very controversial play, by the way, because no one had really ever heard of Hubner there at BYU and maybe throughout all across America. But his story, there were some, he just like Sophie Scholes, he and several of his, best friends, they began disseminating information which was critical of the Führer, and they lost their freedom and their lives because of it. And so I pray every day, Sam, that good men and women everywhere will stand up for that which is just and true. And Sophie Scholes is an example of that, and Hubner also was an example of that.
And by the way, Mike Lee Modern Day seems to be an example of that.
Before we go to him, Sam, and I do want to go to him, I just want to underscore something about this movie, which you said at the outset, and I want to frame this correctly, and that is that this movie suggests in a tacit and maybe almost all overt way, but mostly tacitly, it is suggesting that the Republican Party is not culpable with regard to the problems that we have as a country, and that is simply not true. When we first came out with this first movie, Sam, I was so hoping that he would also expose the secret history of the Republican Party. Actually, when I saw Hillary's America, which came out in 2016, just 2 years ago, I thought to myself, wow, wouldn't it be great if he could do a similar movie on the Republican Party and expose the deep, dark secrets of the Republican Party, because they have them just as much and as deeply, they're as deeply flawed as the Democratic Party. But, you know, that hasn't happened. So in recommending this movie to our listening audience, I definitely recommend it, but with a big, big grain of salt. Recognize that this is just one side of the story, and that the Republican Party is also deeply flawed. Sam?
And I agree with telling the one side, because it's really the whole story. Just throw the Republicans in, too. Understand that reality check, and then say, what can we do to make a difference? Mike Lee's making a difference in his own way. He's got his own critics, too, I might add. Nevertheless, we're making a difference in our way. And I think we ought to be careful not to judge the heart of another. Really, to judge when it's a correct principle, we back it. When it's not, we reject it. That sound idea seems to put us on the right side of everything. And I don't mean the left and right. I mean the correct side. Sam Lowell, Curtin Seconds.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Lowell's topics are so good, it's just hard to move along rather than just continue chomping on the topics we've got. Lowell has an update from Congress, and Mike Lee's in a pretty good position at this point, Lowell.
Yes, thank you. It's unusual for the Campaign for Liberty to laud a senator the way they did in this column.
It's based on principle, which was my point. It isn't about Mike Lee. It isn't about the Republicans. It's about correct principle, and those who endorse correct principle should deserve praise.
Absolutely right, Sam. CampaignForLiberty.org is the website where you can read this column in its entirety. Senator Mike Lee, they lauded for his opposition to a number of bills that were considered just 2 weeks ago. Perhaps the most significant vote was the one that didn't happen. And they say here, reacting to the hysteria over the Defense Department's decision to make public the blueprint to download a 3D gun, the Florida Senator Bill Nelson attempted to gain unanimous consent to move legislation preventing the blueprint, preventing the blueprint for downloading a 3D gun from ever being published, but thereby violating both the First and the Second Amendments. Now, unanimous consent means that he thinks that because everybody agrees with him, that he can just simply move unanimous consent on this piece of legislation, and if no one objects to his motion, then it becomes law simply because he moved the legislation in the first place. He moved unanimous consent. But thankfully, the post goes on here, it says Utah Senator Mike Lee objected and stopped this bill from reaching the floor. And so that was fantastic. Basically, he stood up and says, I object. I'm at least one voice that objects to our violating the First and Second Amendments. And so that prevented the Senate from riding roughshod on the Constitution. And so I tip my hat to Senator Mike Lee. And he also voted voted correctly on four other bills. One was the Fiscal Year 2019 Defense Authorization Act. That bill passed by a vote of 87 to 10, but Mike Lee correctly voted against that act. Also, H.R. 6147, which is a $60 billion piece of legislation for the Department of Interior, the EPA, and Financial Services, and so forth. He voted no on an amendment by Tammy Baldwin to provide funding for marketing dairy products. Of course, that would have helped Wisconsin. But there's no warrant in the Constitution for the federal government to fund marketing. That's not their role. And so Mike Lee, again, voted correctly against this amendment. And finally, S-1182, legislation that reauthorized the flood insurance program from now through November 2018. That passed with only 12 no votes, and Mike Lee was one of the no votes. So there, right there, ladies and gentlemen, are five bills that came before Congress, none of which are really warranted by the Constitution. They have no authorization to do such things, and Mike Lee voted no every time. So our hats off.
Now, Rand Paul was right there with him, right?
That's right. Rand was there with him. He wasn't there for one or two of the votes, but by and large, you can read the names of all the ones who voted correctly on these bills at campaignforliberty.org. And so, Rand Paul is often featured on the website, and Mike Lee. I just wanted to highlight it. Number one, because I'm from Utah and Mike Lee is from Utah. But number two, just to point out that that Rand Paul is not the only good guy in the Senate. Mike Lee is also one of the good guys in the Senate for the most part, and does a great job for us.
And I agree that, you know, you can literally go into Mike Lee's record and find things where we disagree. I understand it, folks. But again, you got to start to look at principle. And Mike Lee's right 5 times in a row. Let's give him some credit and let's look for more right stances every single time. We need to not just, you know, sometimes we're guilty as conservatives of just throwing the baby out with the bathwater. We just get so negative on somebody that, man, I mean, Rand Paul's your enemy. Mike Lee's your enemy. Everybody's your enemy. It isn't the truth, folks. It's a lie. Okay? Rand Paul is your friend, whether he agrees or with us on everything or not. Mike Lee is your friend. Okay? They're better than most by far. Are they perfect? No. Do they get it right every time? I don't think so. They don't do as I would do. But yet then others, if I got there, would say, man, Sam, he's not doing what I would do. Well, that's the nature of reality, right? In politics and opinion and understanding. And, you know, then they might do something and later realize they were wrong on that one. What do you do then? Okay, but I believe these are good people with good hearts doing good things. And we need to be smart enough to say thank you, Mike Lee, with this congressional update. All right, neocons are demanding crushing sanctions on Russia. This is wrongheaded big time, lol.
It sure is, Sam. There are three senators, John McCain, who claims to be a Republican. He is from Arizona. Lindsey Graham, also claiming to be a Republican. He's from North Carolina. And Bob Menendez, the Democrat from New Jersey, and others. They introduced a piece of legislation that calls for sanctions. And it's Senator Graham himself called it the sanctions bill from hell, he said, aimed at applying crushing sanctions on Russia. Well, why do they want to do this? They want to do this based on unproven accusations and outright lies. And so what are those lies? Well, in support of his bill, Senator Menendez says the Kremlin, meaning, you know, the capital there in Russia, the Kremlin continues to attack our democracy, support a war criminal.
They don't have a democracy.
I know. Support a war criminal in Syria and violate Ukraine's sovereignty. Okay, so there's Menendez, the author of this bill, the sanctions bill, and he makes three statements. Every single one of them is false, right? So how is Russia attacking our democracy? Sam, you got the first point. It is not a democracy. We are a republic. Is Russia attacking it?
In fact, it's folks who will not keep their oath of office and violating our republic and our constitution. Those are the ones that are attacking America. Maybe not a democracy, but there you go, right?
That's right.
In fact, sowing the lie that we have a democracy is an attack in and of itself.
That's exactly right. And we're still waiting for any real evidence that Russia was involved in throwing the 2016 election to Donald J. Trump. I mean, that dog has refused to hunt for over a year. We're still waiting. Now, if there's real evidence, then they would have brought this forth a long time ago. There is none. And so, anyway, so that's the first accusation. That's a lie. What about the war criminal in Syria accusation? Well, Ron says this. He says, how strange it is. This is Ron Paul saying, how strange that when senators like Menendez demand that we stand by our NATO allies, even if it means war, they attack Russia for doing the same in Syria, right? So, in other words, Russia is helping Assad in Syria defend himself, right? And so we call him a war criminal. Menendez calls Assad a war criminal in Syria just because he's defending his people from attack, right? I mean, it makes no sense. Is the Syrian president a war criminal, as he claims? Well, we do know this, and that is that his army is finally, Sam, with Russian help and with help from the Iranians, about to defeat ISIS and al-Qaeda, which ostensibly was the U.S. goal. Right?
And the bottom line here, though, is, and this needs to be really highlighted, the fact is, even if they are war criminals, which I submit that some of our leaders are war criminals, but even if they were, though, sanctions isn't the answer. That's not going to help at all. It's just going to make matters worse and march us towards war.
It absolutely does, and that's the two things that sanctions do for sure is that they starve innocence and they march you toward war. That's what sanctions do. Ron Paul says this at the end of his column. he says, quote, sanctions are good at two things only, destroying the lives of innocent civilians and leading to war. Absolutely right.
And so bottom line is shame on Congress. Shame on the neocons for pushing for this agenda. Sadly, Donald Ford as well.
Yeah, unfortunately is. And a third accusation, this is about Russia's violating Ukraine's sovereignty. That is so hypocritical. You and I both know, Sam, the unrest in Ukraine was started by the 2014 U.S.-backed coup against the elected leader of Ukraine.
Well, and we're in over 131 nations, militarily speaking, currently. No other nation is even close.
Yeah.
So there you have it. All right. What a tragedy. Stand against war. Stand for peace, ladies and gentlemen. Every time we need to reduce the funding, as Kurt always says, if we want to make progress, we got to stop the war mentality and the funding for that big time. Rand Paul and Mike Lee are the only ones doing that. Rand a lot more than Mike, by the way. All right, Butina case. I want to get to this before the end of the hour, lol.
Right. This Butina is the name of a woman, Maria Butina, from Russia, who have they've been pushed. They're activists. They're patriots, basically. They're trying to restore. Well, they're trying to get the right to bear arms. They founded an organization called Right to Bear Arms. It's a lobbying group with an active membership, a full agenda that's out there and plain wide open. Everybody knows what the agenda for this organization is, because contrary to what is reported in the mainstream media, Russians can own guns, but the licensing and registration procedures are long and complicated. In other words, it's like living in New Jersey or something, where it's okay to own a gun, but you have to jump through a million hoops in order to get one. And so they formed this organization, Right to Bear Arms. They want to change that process in Russia, okay? So when I say they, I'm talking about two Russian citizens. One is Maria Butina, and the other is named Alexander Torshin, and both of them are ladies, okay? They're both females. And they, and it turns out that Maria was both of them bought memberships in the NRA, but now Maria, who's a graduate student at American University, is in solitary confinement in a federal prison, Sam, having been charged with what? Collusion with Torshin and the failure to register as an agent of the Russian Federation. What? She's a student here in the Americas, in the United States, going to university, and then she gets charged with failure to register as an agent of Russia? That is incredible, Sam. Both of these young ladies are energetic advocates for their country and for their gun rights. And they appear to, and Butina's aggressive networking has broken no laws except not registering, which in itself assumes that she's a Russian agent, and that has not been proven. There's no way she's a Russian agent. But you and I both know, Sam, if you're a Russian agent, that you have secret ways of communicating, and you have a handler, and you take orders, and so forth. These two women are here. They're free, fancy, footless and fancy free. They're attending university classes. They're talking about gun rights. They're seeking activist changes in their homeland. It's just incredible, Sam. The author of this article, Philip Giraldi, goes on to show how the feds really have no credible case against Butina. And then he concludes his columns as follows. Quote, it has come down to this. If you are a Russian and you are caught talking to anyone in a way influential, there is potentially hell to pay because the FBI will be watching you. You are automatically assumed to be part of a conspiracy, and once evidence is collected, you'll be indicted and sent to prison, mostly to send a signal to Moscow. It's the ultimate irony that how the old Soviet Union's judiciary used to function is now becoming standard operating procedure in the United States. Sam.
The good news, ladies and gentlemen, is you're hearing about it on Liberty Roundtable Live, and they're not shutting us down and murdering us for our free speech. There is a lot of good news in America, folks, and it's you and I that are standing up. And the fact that we still have an opportunity, that's the best news I've heard all day. We are not preaching doom and gloom for the greatest country on the face of the earth. We are preaching that America is great, and we need to make America moral and great again. Thanks, Lol.
You're welcome, Sam.
There he goes, doing a tremendous job. For Sam and Kurt, we declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can make America great. Will you help? Hey, thanks.